Some election observers contend they might be too far away to see whether voters registering the day of election have proper proof of residence. A group called Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty wants state election officials to clarify a policy that observers be at least 6 feet away from a voter before they enter the booth. The group's director, Rick Essenberg, says a new rule allowing documents to be shown on smartphones exacerbates the situation.
To say, well, election officials can see and we just need to trust them, is inconsistent with the policy choice that the legislature has made. The legislature has made clear that the public has a right to see public aspects of the voting process.
A different group that's also been observing elections disagrees that poll workers can be closer than 6 feet. Ann Jacobs is with Wisconsin Election Protection. She says parts of voter registration are private.
The Government Accountability Board has ruled consistently that what you use as proof of residence is private. And I think it's really important to stop and think about the different things that we allow to be used as a proof of residence. These are very private documents. For example, your bank statement, a Medicare form, a Social Security disability form.
Standards for election observers were implemented after the 2004 elections. Jacob says there were instances of voter intimidation, both physical and verbal. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.